It is with great joy that we come together to witness the graduations of so many graduates coming from out from Far Eastern Bible College. The topic that was given by our principal to me was pay or no pay, we preach. It sounds a little bit secular because it mentioned about pay and so forth. But nevertheless, I think this particular topic is very appropriate for the graduates to go out. Now, in secular jobs, most people seek for better jobs, lesser workload, higher pay. We often see many people hopping from one job to another, although some are able to stay in one place for a longer time. But eventually, they will move to another job. But serving the Lord is totally different. Many stayed in one church since they had come out of the Bible college and remained in a church for a long, long time, perhaps a whole lifetime. A good example is our beloved late principal, the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, who served the Lord in Life PP Church as well as a True Life Church faithfully until he was called to glory in the Lord. The Apostle Paul had also set a very good example for many pastors and preachers to follow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 12, Paul was telling the Christians in Corinth, even telling you and me and the graduates, that as preachers of the gospel, we have the rights to be paid. I believe that is quite natural. Even in secular job, you expect that you are to be paid by the boss. Now, the rights that Paul was mentioning here was that he was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps we look at the many epistles that he had written. I think he often mentioned St. Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is quite definite that he was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Moreover, he was a free man. He's no more a slave. He was free to preach. He could preach anywhere he would like to. And according to what he said, that I'm a free man. He had also seen the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps if you look at Acts of the Apostle, you know that when he was on his way to Damascus to arrest those believers, he met the Lord Jesus Christ personally. There was a great light that shone upon him, and he fell from his horse. He met the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Now, assuming that he was not an apostle, according to the other people who was claiming, he said that he had been serving in the Corinth church, and the Corinth church, those congregation recognized that he was an apostle. So, basing on these rights, he definitely had the power to eat, to drink, and to marry like any other apostles. And even the Bible tells us like Cephas, which is Peter. Now, his arguments of being paid over here, according to the Bible, he says that he had the power even not to work like any others. He is a free man. He is entitled to do that. Now, this serving in the army were not self-supported. He was mentioning about those that serve in the army. They are not self-supported. Definitely, those who recruited them, they got to support those who are serving in the armies. Those who planted vines in a vineyard are eligible also to eat the fruits therein. Keepers of the flock are able to eat milk from their flocks. So you can see from the above that Paul was stressing the rights of a pastor, and he had those rights to be supported by the Corinthian church. He was telling the Corinthians the law of Moses, that when an ox was treading corn in a field, the master should not muzzle the mouth of the ox. Surely, I think that saying, quoting, is not about only the ox, but about people who are being engaged, being preaching, preaching the gospel in the church. So the church has a responsibility to take care, to provide provisions for the preachers to live. This tells us not only it is natural when a preacher preaches, he is to be paid, but even the law of Moses stipulated that it is the preacher ought to be, or rather the preacher ought to be paid. Now it is the truth that those who plow the field have hope, and that hope is in to partake in the fruits from that field. Paul was asking a question that if preachers preach spiritually or sow spiritual things, isn't it excessive to receive carnal things, to receive paid and so forth? But it's quite natural. I think it's fair enough for a person to receive that. And he also quoted about the Old Testament concerning those who serve in a temple, leave of the things of the temple, and those which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. In addition to the rights mentioned just now, Paul also mentioned that it is commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ that even which they which preach the gospel should live by the gospel. This, of course, is the continuation of the rights that mentioned above. Many commentators believe that Paul was referring to this particular verse to what the Lord Jesus commanded to his disciples in Luke chapter 10, in which Jesus said that, "For the laborer is worthy of his hire." And also in Matthew chapter 10, verse 10, quoting that a workman is worthy of his meat. So from here you see that it is right only a pastor or a preacher ought to be paid, because all the rights were already mentioned by the Apostle Paul. But many preachers coming, especially those coming out from the Bible seminary, they are inclined to think of these rights as mentioned above, and they have forgotten that the sole aim of being trained in the Bible college to go out to serve the Lord, and such service should be without conditions. Instead, many insist their rights of getting paid accordingly. Many denominations of the Christian churches today are having set rules and schedules and schemes. Even the synod of the Old Presbyterian Church, I was a secretary in the synod, Old Presbyterian Church, a long, long time ago. But now they have a schedule, a scheme, to stipulate that pastors or preachers should be paid according to the schedule and table and so forth. But we must understand that the Christian ministry is unlike any secular employment, having a scheme how much a preacher or a pastor ought to be paid. Naturally, I think the church has a responsibility to take care of the preachers or pastors. All old Presbyterian churches are now following according to the scheme and schedule. And whenever a graduate of a Bible college is posted to a church, the would-be preacher will first want to know what his emolument will be, whether it should be according to the scheme and the schedule of the synod. So in other words, the preacher is, would-be preacher is so concerned about what he ought to be paid. Many years ago when I was serving in Bukit Gambia around 30, 40 years ago, I had an assistant graduating from a Bible school in Singapore. He was helped and supported by a Singapore church and sent to me as an assistant. But then his standard is so low that upon the request of the Singapore church to ordain him, we formed an ordaining council, and after examining him, we find that he was not fit at all because his education was too low. So we advised that he be in Singapore to go to the same school for another two-year refresher course so as to come back again and to be ordained. Now, after he being ordained, we asked him to come back because that was one of the conditions that if you go and study and if you are ordained, you come back, you must come back and serve the church. Unfortunately, I think he had broken his promise. Well, the reason was that is that I have my wife and children in Johor Bahru, so they had to go for further education. But the church was willing to raise his salary or pay. Formerly, he was paid a bit lower. The church was willing to raise the salary for him. And so unfortunate that he said, I need so much in order to survive and so forth. And finally, we had to reject him. We had to reject him. Dearly beloved, I think this is not a very good example for a preacher to be trained and to be sent for a further training and come back and broke his promise. Now, the example of Paul over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 set an example for the preachers and pastors to follow. The church at Corinth was not financially sound, and Paul did not want to burden the poor Corinth church. Paul had the right, every right to be supported and supplied by the Corinthian church. He was highly qualified, studied under the Jewish rabbi Gamaliel, and had even written many epistles, as we know, in the New Testament. He had even more rights than any one of us over here. Not only did he mention about his rights before, he also mentioned in verse 14 that even so the Lord commanded that they which preach the gospel should live by the gospel. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ commanded. So in other words, he had every right for the church to pay him. But he did not want to use any of these rights, because if so, it will hinder the preaching of the gospel. So often that when we demand this, demand that, as a result, the church will be hindered, the preaching of the gospel will be hindered. Now perhaps we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, what Paul was saying is that, "For I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Now, from this particular verse, we know that Paul's main concern, what was his main concern? It's not about monetary gain and so forth, but he was what? All concentrating about what? Preaching the gospel. His main aim was to preach the gospel and see many people saved. He did not boast of his preaching, but willingly and faithfully, and knowing that if he were to be that woe be unto him if he did not preach the gospel. But instead, he preached the gospel willingly and faithfully. He would definitely receive a reward. Now, I would like to reiterate what I said before, that in the secular jobs or professions, many people will seek for better jobs and better emoluments. We hear people saying that more money, more work, less money, less work, no money, no work. Many people's services are based on how much they are paid. The more they are paid, the better they will serve, and the more time they will spend in serving. But in a Christian ministry, it is totally different. As I said before, Paul's example is a good example for many preachers and pastors to follow. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7, we see that he abased himself so that the gospel could be preached freely. He abased himself so that the gospel could be preached freely. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 9, he did not want to burden the Corinthian church financially, as he was supplied by the brethren at Macedonia. He served in many churches even without being paid, and was a tent maker supporting himself. But the Lord rewarded him, which he did not demand, or through the love of support of many churches. Perhaps there would be a question raised by many on how could a pastor live when he should not concern about how much he or she should be paid or not to be paid. Now remember, I said Paul was a tent maker. He was a tent maker. He was a part-time tent maker, not full-time. Well, while he was at the church at Corinth, which was set up by him together with Aquila and Priscilla in the church, both of them were also tent makers. So Paul joined them sometime in the spare time in order to making tents and repairing tents and so forth, to subsidize and support himself. Now, it is a trade that he learned from his home state, Cilicia, so that he will be able to support himself. Now, as stated just now, that he received gifts from brethren at Macedonia, and after serving full-time and no more involving in tent-making, he also received gifts and support from the Philippian church, as we can see from Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. So, as pastors, according to what Jesus said in Matthew 6, 31 to 33, we should not worry about what to eat and what to drink and what to wear, but seek first the kingdom of God, and God will definitely add all these things unto us. People of the world very often hope for monetary gain and reward when serving the world. But the Apostle Paul was different. His main aim was to preach the gospel and to be rewarded. Of course, his reward was different. By preaching the reward without charge, he witnessed the so many people who come to the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He witnessed with joy, and that was his reward that he was aiming for. Paul would preach the gospel in season and out of season, whether he was paid or whether he was not paid. His aim was the joy of seeing people being saved after hearing the gospel. Now, dearly beloved, tonight, as we witness the graduates who will receive their certificates, diplomas, or their degrees, and they will go out to serve the Lord in their respective countries, But they must always remember and follow the example of the Apostle Paul. That means to say, more pay, less pay, or no pay, we preach. Don't say, more pay than I preach, less pay, I preach lesser, no pay, I don't preach. But no, whether it be more pay, less pay, no pay, we will continue to preach because we must have faith. The Lord definitely will provide, as stated in what Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 6, 31 to 33. Follow the example of Paul. Preach in season and out of season. We must not exercise the rights of a pastor, but disregard them so as not to hinder the advance of the gospel. Now, by doing so, we will receive rewards. And that reward is the joy of seeing many people being saved. 40 years ago, when during the meeting of pastors and preachers and elders in the church at Kelapa Sawit, our beloved Reverend Timothy Toh was there, and then Dr. Toh Siang Yao was there also, and with, together with many pastors and preachers. I was requested by the Roang Church, said, we need Elder Kwa. In those days, I was an elder. We need Elder Kwa to come and assist us because Mrs. Teo alone is not capable to cope up with all the works. So my condition is that, all right, you continue to serve, and then I will help you, and then I will help you. And actually, I did not know that she was already having the terminal cancer when she was looking so well. But nevertheless, I continue to assist her. You know how much she was paid? Less than 100 ringgit. I think 100 ringgit, less than 100 ringgit, perhaps could be a few hundred Sing dollar today. How are we able to live with a few hundred Sing dollar today? But she was able to carry on and so forth. She continued and continued until the day she was called to the Lord. But the wrong church bear so much fruits through her. But she continued to pay even she was not paid. Finally, Life Church came to the help. Life Church sent every month $500 in order to subsidize the help. Today, the Rawang Church is a beautiful church, renovated, financially sound, and many have come to the Lord. So I conclude tonight's exhortation to the graduates by telling them again that they must follow the example of the Apostle Paul. Now let us take note at one thing that I continue to remember what the late Reverend Toh taught us. Then he said, preachers don't fall. There are two things that causes, two that cause a preacher to downfall. Number one is sex. Number two is what? Is money. Accountability of money. But of course, the money does not mean that you keep the money well and you're all right. But there will be greed and so forth. If you are greedy and so forth, then it is one of them. Let us not fall into that kind of trap as we go out to serve the Lord. Remember the topic given by Dr. Koo to me, say about 2 weeks ago. I was thinking that this could be a very good subject for the graduates. Because why? Once graduated, our heads become very big. Oh, I have such kind of a qualification and I need to be paid so much money and so forth. But I think that is immaterial. Our reward is not in monetary gain. Our reward is to see the salvation of many people being saved. May the Lord help the graduates as they go out. They will follow the example of the Apostle Paul.